In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. I thank Otsabuna Yaob very much for inviting my weakness to be with you tonight. It's a blessing for me to take the blessing of St. Mary in her church here in Chicago. And as Otsabuna asked me to talk tonight, we'll talk about the joy of the peace, the joy of the peace, or how can we be counselors of peace. We live nowadays in this world full of fighting. Each time you open the news, you hear about fighting everywhere, you hear about accidents, you hear about all kind of trouble, disasters. And in the midst of all of this, in the midst of all this world, that the peace starting to disappear day after day, our Lord Jesus Christ is asking us to become counselors of peace. Or, as he said on the mount, peacemakers, peacemakers. In his sermon on the mount in Matthew 5, he said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." And also in the book of Proverbs, which is the verse that Otsabuna selected for tonight's sermon, "Deceit is in the heart of those who devise evil, but counselors of peace have joy." But counselors of peace have joy. So for us to talk about the peace and the joy of peace, and how can we become counselors or counselors of peace or peacemakers, we're going to talk about three different kinds of peace. We cannot call all of them peacemaking, but we'll see the difference between those three different type of people. The first type of people are those people who break the peace, or we can call them peace breakers. Those people, whatever they do, wherever they are, they always intend to break down relationships. They cause trouble and division wherever they are. And intentionally they try and they love to confront. They like confrontation. They always like to disagree about everything. They always like to show their self, to show their manipulative way of manipulating things, and to seek self, you know, glory and self-praise. St. Paul told us about this kind of people in his epistle to the Romans in chapter 16. He says, "Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause division and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple." Deceive the hearts of the simple. This is their way. And a lot of people who have this problem, they don't feel they have it. They don't feel and they don't realize that they are doing that. They think that, you know, they are justified by themselves. They think that what they are doing is okay and nothing wrong with it. And usually the main problem of those kind of people come from their tongue, from their mouth, from not being able to control what they say or not being able to control their tongue. And also about this, St. James the Apostle told us in his epistle, James 3, chapter 3, he said about the problem of the tongue. He said, "But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. And of course, if the problem of those people come from their tongue, they cannot control it, of course they will have all kind of problems associated with this tongue problem. They can have the problem of gossiping, they can have the problem of being opinionated or judgmental, causing division, as I said in the beginning, and friction between people. And of course, whenever God starts something good, whenever there is something successful in the church, whenever there is something good between people, the enemy cannot leave this to be successful anymore and try to interrupt it. And always he interrupts this success by the trap of what? Of the tongue, of the weak of the tongue. And of course, those kind of people, they can never bring joy. We can never hear any joy of peace with such people, with such people who break the peace. So this kind of people can never be a source of peace and a source of joy. The second type of people, we call them, they try to make peace and the peace is not needed at that time. Or in other words, they fake the peace which is not real peace, the peace which is just, you know, not a real one, as I said. Those people, they prefer peace, and they prefer to have peace in all kind of time. So by doing that, they avoid arguments, they avoid all kind of conflict and confrontation. So they are maybe the opposite of the first type. And in doing this, they always try to avoid the real issue. When there is a problem with a certain issue, they avoid the real issue that disrupt the peace by avoiding any confrontation. To be more clear, if you have, for example, a friend, a very close and dear friend to you, and you know that this friend is living a life which is not pleasing God, which is leading him to trouble, like becoming alcoholic, becoming addict, becoming into any kind of problem that you know can destroy him and destroy his or her life. So because of your love to him, because of your care to him, you try to shake his senses. You try to wake him up, say, wake up, where are you going, what are you doing? And every time you try to bring up the subject about this problem, there will be an argument, there will be a big discussion. And a lot of time you want to avoid this kind of arguments, you want to avoid this kind of discussions that disrupt the peace between you and your friend. So after a while, you know, you try not to bring it up anymore, and you try to be always in agreement together. But this is not what a true friend is. If you hear what the Bible tells us about the true friend, we read about it in the book of Proverbs, chapter 27. It says, "Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful." So if this person is a real friend to you, he can wound you. He can cause you any kind of, you know, thing that shake you, that wake you up. Well, the other person of the world, he doesn't care anymore. He can kiss you and say, you know, like Sayyidina Pop Shenouda, when he say, "Nam, nam, ya habibi, nam," you know, like whatever you're doing, okay, go on. There is nothing wrong with it, and keep going. Because what? Because he doesn't care. Because he's not a real friend. So if you choose peace faking, or as in other words, peace keeping over truth telling, of course this kind of people, as we said about the first type, they don't think they are doing anything wrong. They think they are noble by doing that, by avoiding arguments and by avoiding disagreements. But in reality, they are doing the wrong choice, or choosing the wrong selection. And if you want to apply this kind of people on relationships, for example, relationships between husband and wives, relationships, a lot of time tension, which start at the beginning of a marriage, especially during the first year, we have a lot of tension. It's two different personality are being bound together, being melted together. Of course, there will be some kind of disagreements and tension. And if you keep ignoring this kind of disagreements and delaying the way we deal with them in a way to avoid disrupting the peace or keeping this fake peace, of course there will be no solution. And if we hear about somebody who say, you know, I've been married for 10 years, I have experience for 10 years, but we hear that he's suffering those 10 years. Why? Because he was not married for real. He doesn't have the experience of 10 years of marriage. He has the experience of the first year of marriage being repeated 10 times. So he didn't get any new experience. He's just repeating the same problems over and over and over again. Why? Because he didn't resolve the original problem, or the original problems that he started from the beginning. And if he care about keeping this peace, of course it will be harder and harder to keep this kind of fake peace day after day, because this is not a real peace. This is just delaying the way of dealing with situations and conflicts, and it's not a real peace. And eventually, what will happen to such a relationship? There will be a breakdown. There will be a breakdown because you keep piling day after day after day. You're not resolving anything. And of course, this kind of relationship can be nice from the outside, can be superficial, but if you go deep inside, you'll find it a failure. You'll find it a big failure. The peace at the price of deception. St. Paul also tell us about this kind of peace, or as we call it, the peace fakers. He tells us about it in his epistle to the Ephesians. In chapter 4, he says, "Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another." So we have to speak the truth. We have to be courageous enough to speak the truth. We have to have this approach with all integrity, with all, you know, favor of building a successful relationship, or building a successful way, or building a real peace between each other, not this kind of a fake peace, as we say. So we got the first type, as we said, the breakers of peace, or we can call them peace breakers. The second type, the peace fakers, or the peace which is not a real one. The third type is the real peace that our Lord Jesus Christ is asking us to be, which we are called the peacemakers, the peacemaker that the Bible call us to be, or as the verse in the Proverbs, to be counselors of peace. The difference between this kind of people and the two first kinds, if you compare peacemakers to peace breakers, we find that peacemakers, they set a guard on their tongue all times. They watch what they are saying. They think before they speak. A lot of people, after they speak, they say, "Why did I say that? Why did I act this way?" They don't like confrontation. They always seek this kind of confrontation when truth is required. So they always be able to walk away quietly to avoid any conflict when the situation calls for it. A lot of time it's not good to do a confrontation, so we have to use our wisdom. When is a good time to do a confrontation and when is not? Not all the time confrontation can be a good solution. The difference between the peacemakers and the peace, the people who fake the peace, who are not doing real peace, that the peacemakers, they are prepared to say and to tell the truth and trust God for the outcome of telling this truth or committing to this truth. They know that God, when they are truthful and they say the truth, they have this peace that is a worthwhile lasting. The peacemakers, they seek real peace by resolving the cause of the conflict. By resolving always the cause of the conflict, they go deep into the actual reason of the conflict or the problem and try to dig it out and deal with it. The peacemakers, they always put others above their own comfort level. They think about others before they think about themselves. They always prefer to help others, to support others, before they think about their own goodness. A small story to explain again what we mean by peacemakers. And this can happen with every one of us, especially the parents. A mom that has a little child, and this little child, she has one of those tricycles. You know those tricycles that like 2-3 years old kids, they ride, or 4 years old even. And she watch her kid playing with this tricycle from the window of the house, and she's very happy seeing him happy and always laughing and she go and give him a hug and give him something to drink, saying that, are you happy, are you enjoying your time, and so forth. And after those kind of hugs and kisses, she go back to take care of her household stuff, her cooking or whatever she's doing. And as soon as she leave him, she look from the window and she find him going with his bicycle or tricycle in the street. So as he go in the street, there is a car coming, and the car finds this kid in the middle of the street. So the driver brake right away and try to avoid the accident with this kid. So nothing happened to the kid, thanks God. And the mom run out of her mind, run out of the house, and she grabbed the kid and get him inside the house. And she start to give him a hard time for all of this. Didn't I tell you not to go into the street? Didn't I tell you to play there? And she start to give him hard time. And the kid is wondering, what happened? She was just kissing me now. She was just hugging me now. She was just giving me a lot of nice things. And now she's shouting at me. She's dealing with me very roughly. And what happened? So the kid is not, getting it. But what happened is there was love in the first part of the story, and there was another kind of love in the second part of the story. The love that pushed the mother or the father to push the danger out of their children. This is the peacemakers. They prefer to have some kind of this kind of rough, way of dealing with situation, because they love the person. This is the kind of friend or this kind of person that the book of Proverbs say that his wounds are better than the kisses of the people of the world. The other thing, there is a kind of something that you have to pay when you become a peacemaker. Peacemakers don't have the way smooth and nice and easy all the way. Because peacemakers are motivated with love, they are called so by God. Sometimes they have to be crucified. Sometimes they have to go through the way of suffering. And the greatest example of the of somebody who was a peacemaker, and being so, he ended up being crucified, is who? Is our Lord Jesus Christ. He came to the earth and he had the mission to make peace between God and man, to be a peacemaker between God and man. And this is what he did. St. Paul tells us about it in his epistle to the Hebrews. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. This is that you have to pay for being a peacemaker. And this is the real joy that we are talking about. The first two type of peace, the joy that is there, if there is, it's not a joy. It's a misery sometimes. But this is the real joy that is not coming from the lips, that is not coming from just smiles or joke, that is coming deep inside from the heart. And what can be a source of real joy more than making peace between God and man? Especially for us. It's not a story that is only being repeated with our Lord Jesus Christ. It's being repeated for us every day. And if you are a peacemaker, you will not find the way easy. Sometime you'll find yourself that you have to be misunderstood, misinterpreted, and people can deal with you harshly. But this is the blessing of the job. And the joy that you feel doing this is the joy of making peace between God and man. This is what the Lord tells us about in the Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 15, when he said, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. Imagine the whole heaven is being rejoicing, is being happy, is being in real joy because of this person that you made peace between him or her and God, that you brought him back to the bosom of God, that you got him when he was lost and bring him back to be in the bosom of his Father, of his heavenly Father. This is the real joy. This is the real joy of the real peace that we can make between man and God. And the other part of the verse, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. There is a reward here. When you are a peacemaker and you bring joy to heaven, you will be called sons of God. But we are sons of God, but you will take all the time the figure or the shape of the Son of God wherever you are. People will honor you because you are taking the example of your Father, because you are following the steps of your Father. They will say about you, see, the same way his Master, his Lord did years and years before, he's doing the same. He's just an example. He's following the steps, and he's a real son, or she's a real daughter of her heavenly Father, and they are acting the same way as their heavenly Father. We wish that every one of us will be a peacemaker, and when we are those peacemakers, of course we have to be careful and beware of the traps of Satan, making us either to break the peace sometime by our weaknesses, the weakness of our tongue, or to fake the peace, to delay dealing with real problems because we fear facing those problems. But we have to look for the real peace. This is the peace that lasts forever. And at the time when we become those peacemakers, we'll be rewarded. Sometime we'll suffer, but at the end we'll be rewarded for being those peacemakers, and rewarded by feeling this true joy of making peace between God and man. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.